What were these three strange things approaching? They were the same dull gray color as the flowers. If they hadn't walked upright, they would have seemed like animals. They moved directly toward the three human beings. They had four arms and far more than five fingers to each hand, and the fingers were not fingers but long, waving tentacles. They had heads, and they had faces. But where the faces of the creatures on Uriel had seemed far more than human faces, these seemed far less. Where the features would normally be, there were several indentations, and in place of ears and hair were more tentacles. They were tall, Meg realized as they came closer, far taller than any man. They had no eyes, just soft indentations. Meg's rigid, frozen body tried to shudder with terror, but instead of the shudder, all that came was pain. She moaned. The things stood over them. They appeared to be looking down at them, except that they had no eyes with which to see. Mr. Murray continued to kneel by Meg, massaging her. He's killed us bringing us here, Meg thought. I'll never see Charles Wallace again, or Mother, or the twins. Calvin rose to his feet. He bowed to the beasts as though they could see him. He said, How do you do, sir? Ma'am? Who are you? The tallest of the beasts said. His voice was neither hostile nor welcoming, and it came not from the mouth-like indentation in the furry face, but from the waving tentacles. They'll eat us, Meg thought wildly. They're making me hurt. My toes, my fingers, I hurt. Calvin answered the beast's question. We're from Earth. I'm not sure how we got here. We've had an accident. Meg, this girl, is paralyzed. She can't move. She's terribly cold. We think that's why she can't move. One of them came up to Meg and squatted down on its huge haunches beside her, and she felt utter loathing and revulsion as it reached out a tentacle to touch her face. But with the tentacle came the same delicate fragrance that moved across over the breeze, and she felt a soft, tingling warmth go all through her that momentarily assuaged her pain. She felt suddenly sleepy. I must look as strange to it as it looks to me, she thought drowsily, and then realized with a shock that, of course, the beast couldn't see her at all. Nevertheless, a reassuring sense of safety flowed through her with the warmth, which continued to seep deep into her as the beast touched her. Then it picked her up, cradling her in two of its four arms. Mr. Murray stood up quickly. What are you doing? Taking the child.